Hey everybody, thanks for joining us this week on Code Chat. I'm Jeremy Foster. As always, you can find me online at codefoster.com and on Twitter at codefoster. And I'm here with Paul Allen. No relation.
No relation.
I stole your line.
And that's fine. I'm tired of saying it.
I'll say it for you. What's your handle? What's your Twitter handle?
At Paul D. Allen.
At Paul D. Allen. Awesome. Yeah. And Paul is representing Cloud Corio, a startup, another startup from the Microsoft Ventures Group. You guys have met a few of them. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what Cloud Corio does?
Sure. So Cloud Corio is the world's first and only community-driven DevOps platform.
Okay, now a little bit. Let's double click on that.
Yeah, so effectively, the whole DevOps movement has really taken a hold of the cloud world. And I was a big part of it. I've been doing it for 6+ years. And I couldn't leverage any of my colleagues' code. I couldn't work effectively inside this thing. I was reinventing the wheel all the time. So what I did was develop a product to sort of replace myself. I wanted to be able to share all the work I had done easily. I wanted people to be able to take everything I've done as sort of a baseline and just modify the bits that didn't work for them and then reuse it in its entirety in their own accounts. And so that's what Cloud Corio allows you to do.
Okay, so as I understand it, DevOps is kind of like developers becoming IT pros and IT pros becoming developers and everybody kind of working together in
kind
the middle.
Kind of
there,
graying
right?
the line. Yeah, exactly.
So what you're talking about is the deployment and maintenance of solutions, right? So
yeah.
on the developer
and the design.
Okay,
the design.
The architecture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you're talking basically about the entire solution being defined as far as how the servers work together, how your business logic talks to your database,
exactly.
and your front end.
Even your networking or the hard drives that you put in your VMs or even some of the managed solutions that, you know, Azure has all these awesome things. But I mean, how do you manage all that stuff? How do you
make sure
everything's right?
Some of them are IaaS, you know, like you've got some VPCs and virtual networks and stuff like that. And some of them are PaaS, you know, you're talking about services like machine learning.
Right.
So we're talking about those working together?
Exactly. You define it all as code. You put it in a Git repository of some sort.
Okay.
And the Cloud Corio engine can through how you design it, pull down all these different repositories from Git, stitch them all together, and then launch them in your account.
Okay. So that makes it sound like what I know that Azure has built in, which is Azure Resource Manager,
right.
ARM.
Right.
And what do we have on the AWS side?
There's CloudFormation.
Okay, CloudFormation.
Yeah.
All right. So
they all have them. OpenStack has something called Heat, and they're all coming out with it or have it.
Okay. So what's the unique offering here?
The unique offering is first of all, it's real code that we're dealing with. Right. It's an actual repository of code. So how do you share? If anybody doesn't know, the stuff we're talking about, ARM, OpenStack, Heat, they're all this JSON file, right? It's a description.
Okay.
How do you share that? It's copy and paste, right? Which isn't how do you share real code? It's not copy and paste. It's a package or it's reusing a function if you're inside it. That's what we do at Cloud Corio. So if I have a network designed within Cloud Corio and I save that off as, we call them stacks, I save that off as its own stack, you can then sort of just pull that in, tweak a little bit, and you pull it in its entirety, and it sort of becomes your base if you want. Then when I make an update on my side, in my code, in my Git repository, you know about it, you can apply it if you want, or you can even have us auto-apply it.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like the real magic in Cloud Corio is the fact that it's in GitHub and there's a live connection, and the fact that there's the opportunity to write imperative code.
Yes.
Because with ARM, I still have the opportunity to store that. I don't have to copy and paste. I can store that in a repository and then just point to it.
You could, but you can't share a little chunk of it, right? You can't say I just want this piece or I want to override this piece. It's copy paste, recreate. That sort of thing.
Okay, so on any of the specific cloud providers, you may actually use these underlying functionalities.
Absolutely.
Like ARM, but Cloud Corio is kind of an orchestrator.
Exactly.
And sits a little higher, is that right?
That's exactly what it is. And then we also insure against manual, I want to say, changes, but mistakes.
Okay, really.
So for instance, if somebody goes in and deletes an IP address out of the security group or
now, as a disclaimer here, we're not implying that developers are going to make mistakes.
No, I've just seen it everywhere I've ever been. I've built this feature mostly to protect against myself
because I've done it many times. We're always designing and writing software for ourselves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to remove my own oops. the Cloud Choreo Engine will actually protect against that in that you can set sort of almost like a cron. Tell us how often to go and check your cloud deployment versus your Git repository. And if we see anything different, will raise a red flag and make it the way.
How high can that frequency be?
Near real time.
Oh wow.
Near real time. Okay. That's a paid feature. For free you can just have it do it every day.
Okay.
Which is actually enough for a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
But with that it's kind of neat because we're not actually checking to see that it's correct. We're checking to see that it's the way you wanted it.
Yeah.
So
right.
If you do an upgrade, right? Even if it's just your software upgrade, we see that difference and we apply it.
And because then you change it, you fix it by going back to the repository and changing that, you never have this scenario where you designed it this way, deployed it, something didn't work, and so you changed it and got it to work, but you didn't go back and change your architecture.
Exactly, because
so the
you
next
can't.
Time you Yeah.
So you all your changes happen in Git, which also means now your infrastructure can follow software release.
Okay.
Right? Your software release patterns, if you have dev, test, staging, production, to roll your changes out through everything, it's a Git merge event.
Okay, and one more question, and I think we should show, we're talking to smart people here, we're talking to developers, so I think that they're going to want to actually see this thing working, but my one more question is, if this is able to work with AWS and Azure, then can I use this to, say, create a solution and then use it on multiple cloud providers?
Yeah, so that's exactly what it's going to do.
Okay.
We're actually translating down at the API level, really low level stuff. So we get in between the cloud and you. You design for one, can deploy to any. We haven't released Azure yet, but we're on the early access program. And
working hard on it.
Yeah, we're waiting for a couple of things to get completed, and then we're excited to
wonderful to
launch the Azure side.
That's exciting. That's a huge advantage.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Actually, the getting started that we have on our site. I don't know if you can.
Oh,
put
actually,
that up
let
here.
Me. We've got a picture of ice on the screen right now. We meant to have something more like. Well, not that.
Well, it's dark. So the actual getting started on our site is sort of networking 101. It's sort of like the best way to bring up a standard networking stack. Mm-hmm. It's designed for Amazon and the getting started.
Okay.
But I chose it specifically because one, it's a place where a lot of people sort of mess it up to mm-hmm. begin with. And two, it's going to literally just drop into the Azure thing as soon as we release our first set of features.
Oh, cool.
That's what we started with networking in Azure and that'll just work out of the box.
Can we assume that I'm a developer and I've never played with Cloud Choreo, and could you walk me through?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea. Live demos never work, but we'll give it a shot.
Website, or can I start? I like starting the CLI.
Yeah, possible. Let's do that. We do have a CLI tool. It's probably the easiest way to start. So if you can bring up just your command prompt like you did. Let's make sure you have npm, if you could do an npm dash v.
Okay. I don't live without npm.
Okay,
so
great.
We are.
Okay, so if you make a temp directory, just a dummy directory inside of here that will house your stack, which is sort of, you know, everything that could be deployed.
Okay.
Right? We will start doing this. So you have to install the CLI, so that's just a global install of npm cloud choreo dash CLI.
Cloud Choreo, one word?
Yep, dash CLI.
Okay.
Perfect. And so what that's doing is obviously, for anybody who doesn't know, pulling down all the packages from npmjs.org. And the CLI tool actually allows you to get value out of Cloud Choreo right out of the box without even signing up.
Yeah,
so it's kind of nice. It also, when you get more advanced, it helps with actually creating stacks and maintaining them and updating them, things like that. For right now, though, we're going to use the solo command. It's a chefism for any guys out there that are in DevOps.
Okay.
So you've got now this CLI installed. You've got an empty directory. What we're going to do now is sort of just bring up a network.
Okay.
Okay. So to do that, head over to our hub, which is hub.cloudcoreo.com.
So on the web?
On the actual web,
okay.
Yeah.
And I've got a link to it right here?
Yep. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
And then go up in the search and type in network. Does that say network only? Perfect. So this is actually part of our getting started, but we'll... Okay. I'm just walking you through it. So if you want to extend the stack there, you can just click on
now,
that button.
Can you spend a second describing what it is that we're looking at here? We just
sure.
kind of drilled into what, a repository or a solution?
This is a stack. It does exist completely in GitHub. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see what you're actually going to end up with.
Right? This is. Can we go look at it on GitHub?
Absolutely.
Now let's do that. Because I think people are familiar with GitHub, but stack is a Cloud Choreo term, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, it's an industry term, and
yeah.
Everybody who uses it redefines it. But
you're the first to ever use it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what's actually sitting in GitHub. There's mm-hmm. nothing really magical about here. You're probably using some conventions for what mm-hmm. things are called. And
exactly right.
Okay, wonderful.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So in that repository, actually all of these things on the left in that hub are just coming out of the readme. So
okay.
you can scroll down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and so you can scroll down and actually see the diagram of what we're bringing up. So
interesting.
It's a 3 data center network split in half by public and private subnets. You've got your route tables and an internet gateway up there,
okay.
which is basically like
so you're reusing what stuff I already know. I make a readme in GitHub, which
yeah.
is, you know, old hat.
Absolutely.
And you're just bringing that in.
Yeah, so
you don't
insert your stacks here. They're auto inserted if they're public.
Okay.
Right. So anybody who's creating things, it just shows up in our hub.
Public GitHub repository means public stack in Cloud
Correct.
Choreo.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep. So yeah, this is what we're going to create. Up at the top, we put a couple of buttons there just to make it easier.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into
what does it
extending.
Mean to extend?
Oh. So, well, extend means I want this as the base for my stack.
Okay.
Add means I've already got a stack. I want to add this new one in.
No, that sounds great.
So
okay,
we're going
so
to extend it because you have nothing.
It?
Yep.
All right. Did that.
You should be able to paste it here now. It's perfect. Hit enter,
go.
And it should do its magic. So realistically, all this is doing is a bunch of git commands and some verifications on your config files. That's
okay,
all
it's so
doing.
It's pulling down that git repository.
Yeah, absolutely.
Making sure it's good.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's hiding git commands.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Nice.
it's fairly straightforward.
It's making me not have to type git. Instead, I type Choreo.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of git things you have to type, so we roll them into one Choreo stack
gotcha.
Extend.
Now, the reason why we see this color coding here is because I've got a utility called PoshGit in PowerShell.
Nice.
It's pretty handy. It shows me how many additions, modifications, deletions, and stuff. So it gives you a little bit of a glance at the if you're in a repo, if you're in a Git repo.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool. I'll get that if I switch to Windows. So now you've got, if you can list out this directory, you should have an extends and a config file.
Okay.
Right, so that's exactly what you see here. And extends is, that whole directory is just the repo we looked at.
Okay.
That's it.
Excellent.
Very simple. The config file sets up some default parameters for you, but it's just the CLI parsing out various things in the extends directory.
Okay, nothing really magic.
Nothing
here.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Now the magic happens right now when we actually want to run this in your cloud account. And have you set up your AWS CLI?
Yeah, I have an AWS portal. Is
okay.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, and I have installed the CLI, so
okay.
I've accessed it from the CLI.
Perfect. Great. So we use sort of that idea. We know where the home directory is and where the CLI for AWS stores its credentials. So
mm-hmm.
we just piggyback on those if you want to.
Okay.
So if you run Choreo solo run, this is a way you can interact
Two
with
words?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
That's perfect. If you hit enter, this is the solo command is how you can interact with Cloud Choreo without even having a Cloud Choreo account.
Okay.
Okay. So it's sort of like it's a play on the chefisms that exist. But wow, that
I've got
scrolled off the
large
screen.
Here, yes, we can see it.
Oh, great.
You
so,
want to scroll up, though?
No.
Okay.
Well, you can. but the CLI found your credentials file
okay.
that you were talking about.
Okay.
So if that's fine to use, you just type your number 0 there and hit enter.
Okay.
And what we're going to do in the background now is authorize the Cloud Choreo's engine on your behalf.
Okay.
To actually run various stack commands. So okay. You can see right here, we created a new role in your account. We don't store any of your credentials on our side. So okay. We're not a hacking target at all. We're just said.
So it's nice because you don't have to worry about it as a startup. You don't have to worry about having my credentials, and I don't have to figure out whether or not I trust you.
Exactly, exactly. I don't want to be become all of a sudden the second biggest target for cloud credentials. I mean, yeah. It's keys to the kingdom. Actually, you're done. So what it did was pick up, you have your default region being US East 1, and we don't have to check, but in about 30 seconds, the engine will pick up the workload and bring up that entire networking stack in your US East.
Wow, just from typing Corio solo run. Corio solo run said, I'm sitting in a stack, a repo, and I want to make this so in the cloud.
Yeah.
How did it know which of my cloud providers or which of my, if I'm in Azure, does it need to pick between subscriptions? Do I have the same concept in AWS?
You're going to see that
listed out there.
Exactly. Okay. And you're going to choose which one you want to run it in. And then the rest is on us to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's already running in AWS. Should we go look at that?
Yeah, we can try.
Okay.
It does take some time to come up, so if it hasn't, then...
Okay. And so I pick my region here.
Yeah. And then we can.
And that might take some time, so we probably. Anyway,
right. It does take about.
It's going to spin up in here.
Yep. And it'll look just like the diagram we just showed you.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to look like the diagram that we were looking at in GitHub. It's going to look like that architecture.
Yep. Which is actually a great way to start. If you're a startup out there and you don't really know what you're doing, this is sort of the best practices in Amazon and, well, in any cloud, actually. So when our Azure is released, this will be the same one we bring up because you want three data centers, you want separation between your public IP address range and your private one, so we create a different subnet for each one. You want to launch as many things as you can in the private area so it's not world routable, right? Mm-hmm. You can't hack what you can't get to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a great way to start. So we wanted to provide value right out of the box, and that's what we've done.
So if you've got an architecture that you have the definition of, and it's relatively simple, it's just a definition, then this kind of maps to that functionality in each of the cloud providers, where you can describe your solution. But you have the opportunity to add some business logic because you have this opportunity to write code with Cloud Corio. Some business logic, even in the creation of these things.
Yes, absolutely.
If this case is true, then I want to build more of these networks.
Right.
Otherwise, build fewer.
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly true. And there's templating built into it. So once you're happy with it, you can say, all right, I want to launch 10 of these things in all the different regions and all the different data centers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can do that very easily. Even your upgrade process, right? If you want to roll servers slowly and stay up, you can say, okay, I know there's a change here at Cloud Corio. I know you're going to apply it, but I want you to apply it over the next 10 days.
Oh,
and I want you to do a few servers at a time just to make sure. And if it ever fails, I want you to stop what you're doing right now and roll back.
What about the logic of I want you to make this so, but make it so only in dev?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so that would be gated by your software release pattern. So what you do, you have one repository with your infrastructure in it, and you have a bunch of branches. So we apply your changes to dev, and Cloud Corio goes through and does all the changes. And if that's perfect, you git merge into staging, for instance.
Interesting.
And then Cloud Corio does its magic, and then you git merge into master, which is your production, and you're rolled out.
Well, that describes it well. Some of the folks in the audience are probably not only developers, but maybe thinking about or trying their hand at being startups. Can you tell us how this is going?
Oh, it's great. If you guys can get into the Microsoft Ventures program, anybody out there who's thinking about applying, it's been better. We expected a lot and we got more.
Wow.
Yeah. The mentorship alone has been great. There's the hackathon. Microsoft threw a hackathon, 36 hours of a bunch of expert developers came in. That's why you're looking at the hub right now. And I'm not joking.
This is all written within 36 hours.
Within 36 hours, yeah. I had four developers come in from the Microsoft team and bang the code out. The skin is our own, but the rest is open sourced.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been amazing, putting us in front of investors, putting us in front of potential customers.
So in general, it sounds like you're saying to people that are thinking about being startups, yeah, go for it, as opposed to run, get away while you can.
I always say go for it.
Yeah.
Sort of the theory of going all out. You're not gonna get what you don't go after.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't
mm-hmm.
sleep very often.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had a haircut in 6 weeks. it's not sunshine and roses. I spend most of my time sitting in a chair in front of a computer versus actually seeing friends or even family. So it's difficult, but I think the rewards will pay for themselves.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got to wrap. Thanks so much for having this chat with
Thank
us.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
A lot of fun. And thank you for joining us on Code Chat. We certainly look forward to seeing you next time.